Hare Krishna. Just a few words today about our financial situation. By our financial situation, I mean the global financial situation and the increasingly deep chaos in which the world seems to be inevitably sinking, although in 2008 there was a so-called recession out of which in 2010 the world came out of, but it seems like we're going back down again. And this time particularly the emphasis is also here on Europe. Europe is in really a financial mess, financial crisis, with major economies like Greece and Italy. Greece on the verge of bankruptcy, Italy headed in that type of direction, Spain, Portugal, and Ireland already having to be bailed out by the European Bank as well as the World International Monetary Fund, all really sort of foreboding of worse things to come, most likely, although I'm certainly not an economist or forecaster, but one thing for sure is that the karma of the world is such that it can't just continue taking, and taking from each other, taking from the world. It can't continue committing sinful activity without there having to be some type of sinful reaction. And although all of these great world powers are really trying like anything in order to make material solutions, but they have a basic problem which is more than just a material problem that material solutions solve. They have a basic problem, and that is of basing society and education on greed and trying to fuel that greed as a means of economic growth and economic development. And that's not what human form of life is about. That's not what people are meant to be doing. People are meant to be living a simple life on the bare necessities of life and not becoming greedy, but becoming free from lust, anger, and greed and all of these enemies of society. So from a philosophical point of view, where is society headed? It's headed into the pits. There's no doubt about it. It's inevitable that there should be some type of financial collapse, and we as devotees should be prepared for such a thing. It's why Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be self-sufficient, why Srimad Bhagavatam says that being over-dependent on someone else's mercy decreases the duration of one's life and is inauspicious. We need to be able to at least feed ourselves. We may not have computers, telephones, even electricity or heating. I mean, you can somehow or another make do without, but you can't do without food. For that reason, Srila Prabhupada told us, yes, we should grow our own. Whether we do that directly, or we're involved in some kind of co-op, or we're involved in our devotees' farms where we're growing, but somehow or another, we really need to face the reality that the world is really on the brink of a complete economic and probably social and political as well paradigm shift. It's not advisable for us to be like ostriches and stick our head in the sand and think that everything else can just sort of go along in the same way that it did, if for no other reason other than Srila Prabhupada says that it won't go on in the same way that it always has. There has to be some type of change. Logic dictates it. The economics dictate it. The philosophy and our scriptures dictate it. So there needs to be some type of change that we need to be taking advantage of in the sense that in this type of redefined world, preaching will be very good, but we need to be in a condition that we can't preach. And we need to also psychologically prepare ourselves and, practically speaking, be prepared ourselves. Ultimately, that was Srila Prabhupada's idea, that with our farming communities, with a rural lifestyle, devotees can show people what it is that life is really all about, and what they really need to tend to, what they really need, that they really need food, and they really need water, and they really need shelter, and so many other things that we have in modern society we don't need. We don't need all of these movies and televisions and internet and so many other things. These are not essential for life. Neither is a society whose values, economy, and everything is based on propelling and building this thing up. We need to be able to eat. And it's something that if we are really going to be preaching, we devotees need to be sorting out very quickly and showing others how that also takes place. And being there when people have nothing to eat, we need to be there to be able to both feed them materially as well as feed them spiritually. So the indications are, if you watch the news, if you listen to the news, if you listen to the newspaper, that the world situation is changing. We need to at least be going ahead of that change. Unfortunately, we're not directing that change ourselves. We're not in that type of situation to be able to direct it. But at least we should be aware that such a change is taking. We should be moving with the flow and being a little ahead of what's happening, being well aware with the training that we receive from Srila Prabhupada of how to do that. So that we don't get hurt, like many, many people are getting hurt and are going to be hurt. Food for thought. There's a lot of questions raised by all of this. There's a lot of answers to be given. But certainly, by all indications, the world is rapidly changing. And for that, we need to also do something different than we're doing now. We're going to be part of the change, lead the change, or at least not be crushed by the change. Hare Krishna. Yes, and a final comment that I wanted to mention. One point was that I'd mentioned on the Hungarian version that in a recent newspaper article I'd read how amongst all the countries, Hungary is the worst in worst shape economically. And mainly it's because it's so small, but no one really talks much about it because it's so small and insignificant. But the other point that I wanted to highlight, which concerns everyone, is that, yes, we're in a recession, we're in a depression, we're in a dire situation, but the recession is more than just an economic recession. The recession is actually a recession of values. And because of the recession of values, therefore actually so many other political, economic, sociological things are being influenced. What the world really needs is a new set of values, and unless it actually starts to act differently and people are taught differently, then these type of paradigm shifts that drag the world down into utter chaos will continue. So we need a paradigm shift. We have a recession. Krishna consciousness has the values to give to the world. We really need to give it, but we're going to need to do more than just talk it. We're going to need to walk our talk, because when the chips are down and people don't have anything, then they're going to want to hear more than just nice philosophy. They want to see how we're actually living it, how we're actually solving the problems of life with our set of wonderful values that we do have. In other words, how does Krishna consciousness also feed people, aside from tell them how to be good? Hare Krishna.